right, folks, welcome to the Russell Wortham Show. This is the SmackDown Watch Along, and they are going through what happened last week in Dallas. And so there is that. All right, so we start off this week's episode with Dwayne. Oh, buddy. Just sauntering down to the ring. Now, there is a theory going around various places. There is a theory going around that Rock could actually be lurking in the shadows and he could actually be costing Roman Reigns WWE Universal Championship. So that is a theory that's been going around. Rock is commanding. So, I'm going to have to do some more research. I promise you, next week, I've got a big announcement concerning not just Dwayne, but really the entire bloodline and this guy. You will not want to miss this groundbreaking discovery from me next week. Again, concerning Dwayne, concerning the bloodline, myself, it is going to be like a what the bleep moment. Okay, well, Rock is Rock's wanting to burn down every city, apparently. Not literally, figuratively. So, it's a bit of a backhanded compliment. Uh, Okay, so they're in Memphis. They are in Memphis. And I don't know. I want to believe that Dwayne really has the best of intentions. I really want to believe that he does. But yeah. I mean, okay, all right. Oh, Rock's feeling his oats. And he said, yeah, Rock's come back home. And, okay, so, yeah, wants to have some fun, gonna have some fun and home of the blues. Okay, I guess we're going to do a bit of a rock concert. This was a thing years ago. This was a thing. And all right. Rock's actually a really good singer. Dwayne's a real good singer. And I'm not just saying that. The guy's a good singer. And, again, I mean, has Rock turned heel? Yeah. But dang it all, you gotta smile. Dang it all, you gotta smile. Dwayne's milking this thing. Dwayne is milking this. Okay, all right, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. And I gotta say, I mean, rocks. Oh man, Rock's feeling it. Rock is feeling it. Of course, he showed the infamous fanny pack picture. Oh, now he's going into. Going into Cody Rhodes. Oh, man. Of course, Cody on Raw this week said that he could not give the WWE title to his dad, but he could give that title to his mom. And that is a great gift, good heavens. Oh, they're leaning into the whole Cody's a mistake. Oh, man. Oh, boy. The living embodiment of cringe, huh? Seth Rollins. Cackling and dancing, that's all you do? Oh, don't. Ooh. Dwayne. Dwayne. Oh, you are. Ooh, hoo, hoo, hoo. Showed a picture of Colby and Becky together. So, I mean, Rock is laying it on. Oh, he's left somebody out. Oh, the crybabies. Here we go. The Cody crybabies. This one's for you, apparently. Oh, you're calling us entitled. Okay. Wow. Okay. Oh, he is landed on. He is landed on. Oh, he's calling himself the final boss now. Okay, you're the final boss, apparently. All right. Oh. Gol dang, Dwayne. Gol dang. The final boss, huh? Wow. Well, that was a weird rock concert, if I've ever heard one. But I guess the crowd is still cheering for him? That is, okay, all right. Well, Rock's moving around some furniture. Now he's getting into the promo part. A little bit of show and tell. Oh! Slapped the taste out of the Rock's mouth. Just slapped him. Now, of course, the Oscars were... earlier in the week. So, bit of a callback to last year's Oscars with Will Smith, Chris Rock, all that. So, Chris Rock got slapped last year. And this year, The Rock got slapped. And now, of course, we're going to go to that interview with Cody and just how emotional he got. Talking about his mom. Oh, man. Oh, man. He's making it personal. Twain is making it personal. Wow. Okay. So, Brock's saying, you know, we're going to have bloodline rules. There's nothing you can do about it. Cody's not going to finish his story. Oh, man. Okay. Cody's urged me a Rock's got a weight belt too. Oh man. It's gonna take this belt and just beat Cody. Oh man. Oh. Well, I mean, oh man, that is sick. Okay, that's going a little too far, saying that. He's gonna. Wow. Basically, he's gonna whip Cody's body with that belt, that weight belt. He's gonna have a blood stain, and then he's gonna hand it to Cody's mom, front row, and basically, I mean, he went full on Maui. What can I say? But you're welcome. Oh man. So, I guess they are starting to call him the final boss. I mean, okay. Oof. That was savage. That was savage. Wow, that was savage. I wonder because there is some tension between him and between Rock and between Rock and Triple H. Paul Levesque, now, Paul Levesque's not going to get back in the ring. I mean, he's got a serious heart condition. I doubt that he would even be cleared to get into ring. But, yeah. Maybe that's going to be for control of WWE. I mean, who knows? So, you've got Legado del Fantasma. Humberto Carrillo, Angel Garza, Electra Lopez. And Legado del Fantasma has the opportunity to qualify for this WrestleMania six-pack challenge against, well, the old Legado del Fantasma of the LWO. So, this is first qualifying match for the six-pack ladder match, tag team match at WrestleMania. Oh! And Angel's just vicious. Ever since Angel and Humberto have gone in with Legado del Fantasma, they've absolutely taking on more of a mean streak. LWO, though, is coming back in and beautiful double team. And, oh, nice dives by the LWO. And, of course, you've got Zelina Vega and so yeah. Whee! and they cover 1-2 and oh, just barely. And a lot of people were thinking that Legado del Fantasma and the LWO were gonna have a six-man tag, or maybe even eight-person tag at WrestleMania. I guess they still could. Now, this is interesting. This is interesting. Last week, So Del Toro and Wild. Against Humberto Carrillo and boy, Carrillo, he is something else. Angel Garza. Bit of a double team. But yeah, so we might still see an 8-person tag, but for right now, this is to get into the, oh, what is going on? And just throws them up and over. One, two, oh, and Wild breaks up the pinfall. And cover one, oh. And this could be an opening. Zelina Vega trying to will. Her man back into this and tags in. Beautiful missile dropkick by Joaquin Wild. Ooh, Matrix and oh, nice. Nice neck breaker. Of course, WWE going through their Southern Swing next week. They are up in Milwaukee. Nice baseball slide. Oh, but moved out of the way did Carrillo. Angel Garza. Nice kick. And oh, that's got to be it. One, two, three, and Legado del Fantasma has the LWO's number. Humberto Carrillo and Angel Garza are the first tag team into the match at WrestleMania against, oh, just punted them into oblivion. But they are the first tag team and so we got New Catch Republic versus Pretty Deadly. Dakota Kai, of course, came back to rejoin the rest of Damage Control. Bailey, who has been kind of on the outs, really has been thrown out. So, yeah. We will see what happens with that. LA Knight. Is looking for AJ Styles. And boy, LA Knight, he is on. And he wants AJ Styles. Can you imagine that match at WrestleMania? Two of the absolute greatest of all time going after each other. That is incredible. You know, I wish that LA Knight were to had a championship by now. But LA Knight, boy, he is on fire. Oh man. Saying, well, you know, hey, AJ, you flew all the way to Australia and you can't even show up here to Memphis. What in the heck? Oh, challenging his manhood. Wow, LA Knight versus AJ Styles at WrestleMania. This just became the sleeper match. This just became the match. That if you are a wrestling fan, I mean, we're talking about worldwide. You know LA Knight, you know Eli Drake, you know AJ Styles. Oh! And there it is. Here's AJ with that chair. And, sits on top of LA Knight. Oh, it's on. It is on. AJ Styles versus LA Knight. I mean, this is, well, for lack of a better word, phenomenal. This is phenomenal. Two of the most well-traveled wrestlers worldwide. LA Knight, AJ Styles, at WrestleMania. Yes, freaking please. Yes, freaking please. All right. So, all right. We go backstage with Solo Sikoa, the wise man, Paul Heyman. Oh, And so Jimmy Uso. It is going to be Jimmy and Jay back to back announcements. Wow. Okay. All right. The War and Treaty, 2-time Grammy Award nominees. Okay. Grayson Waller is out, so with Austin Theory. Austin Theory could do a lot better, I believe, than being around Grayson Waller. So Randy Orton. Randy Orton, I mean, he was down to the final two between him and Drew. Chance to go WrestleMania. To a challenge for the World Heavyweight Championship. And so back to back announcements. LA Knight and AJ Styles, and then Jimmy and Jay. Boy, big matches for WrestleMania. If you are anywhere in or around the vicinity of Philadelphia, boy, you've got two big, gigantic matches. And Logan Paul comes back out. And, so, yeah. Well, Randy Orton is taking out his frustrations on Grayson Waller. So I don't know. I mean, so are they going to have the Prime Bottle logo on the ring? Is advertisement, or was that just trolling people? I mean, I don't know what's going on with that. But like I said, next week on the Russell Wortham Show News Edition, I'm going to be trying a bottle of Prime. I'm going to be trying a bottle of Prime. All right. So we got about 20 minutes left in this segment. And so going to we're going to split this after this match. We're going to split it into another section to finish out this this watch along of SmackDown. And then I've got I'm going to try, like I said, I'm efforting to get the Queen's Takeover interview also out today. And then, of course, the first edition of the Russell Wortham Show News podcast. So, big day ahead of us. So, after this match, we're going to go into our second segment. Oh! And that table is not moving. Woo, Grayson Waller is just getting hammered on. And Austin Theory trying to distract Randy Orton. Oh, and Randy knew what was up. Goes after Grayson. And he's got him hooked. Easy pickings. Oh, for the middle rope DDT. And here comes Randy Orton. Here comes Randy. Oh, Grayson Waller is getting pulled out. Oh, and here's Austin Theory. Austin's going to get a DDT for his troubles. And snapped him hard. Snapped Grayson hard. And in the cover, 1, 2, 3, relatively easy work for Randy Orton. Randall Keith. And, oh, chop block though by Austin Theory. And here comes Logan Paul. He is going for it. He is going for it. He's going for that right hand. But oh, here comes Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens just going off. Took out both Austin Theory and Grayson Waller, making the save. I don't think Randy knows what's going on. Oh, he doesn't. He tried an RKO, and Randy's like, okay, well, I'm sorry. Stunner? Oh, into an RKO. Okay, well, I mean, this is interesting. This is interesting. Okay. Well, I mean, could we have a third straight match? Oh, here is Nick Aldis. Here is Nick Aldis. And well, I mean, Nick Aldis. Who's it gonna be? Your opponents. Oh boy, here we go. Here we go. So Logan Paul's going to defend the United States Championship against Kevin Owens and Randy Orton in a triple threat match back to back to back. Massive, massive matches. Good Lord. I mean, you want to talk about stacked now. Where do you slot those three matches? Good night. Where do you slot those two matches? All right. Well, like I said, we are going to, go and so we're going to go, we're going to split things up. This is the last a bit of SmackDown, so don't go anywhere. We will be right back with the last half of SmackDown. We're back with second half of SmackDown from last night, emanating from Memphis, Tennessee. You got Dragon Lee versus Santos Escobar. The rest of Legado del Fantasma. And 1-2. Of course, Legado won their match earlier against the LWO. Dragon Lee, I mean, he is very explosive. He has done some really good things in WWE so far. So I see it. Phantom Driver 2-3. Oh, he got him. He got him. Wow, he got him off the Phantom Driver. That was short and impressive. And Legato. And here comes Carlito from the LWO. Absolutely. Backstabber to Angel Garza, and oh, nice spinebuster! Oh, but here comes Santos Escobar taking out Carlito. But oh, here's Rey Mysterio. Here is Rey Mysterio. And yeah, this is gonna be epic. How old is Rey again? I mean, that's a bit of a rhetorical question. How old is Rey again? Rey Mysterio. Oh, went for the 619. Nobody home. But that is going to be a heck of a match. Could this be another match one-on-one next week? Wow. Okay. Well, so that's next week. And you've got New Catch Republic versus Pretty Deadly. I mean, this is... say what you want about Pretty Deadly. These are two of the absolute best British tag teams. Of course, Charles Robinson... Charles Robinson should be in the Hall of Fame, for Pete's sakes. Good Lord. And, oh! And Pete Dunne. Trying to hyperextend the arm and, oh, the fingers. The joint manipulation. Ooh! Ooh. And oh, stomped on that arm. And Elton Prince and Kip Wilson. And oh! Ooh! Oh! And Elton Prince. Two. And Kit Harington. Not Kit Harington, sorry. My apologies. Kit Wilson. Had I had Game of Thrones on the brain. But Elton Prince. Yes, boy. Oh, but Pete Dunne's not having any of that. Oh, they are going, that, oh, that's savage. They're mentioning Kate Gate. Ugh. Won't go into that into too much detail, but Kate Middleton. Is, in some, the Princess of Wales, she is in some serious trouble over apparently editing a family photo. I don't really know much about it, but they're talking about Pretty Deadly not having to edit their Instagram photos. So that was a bit of a dig. Oh, Kit Wilson. Oh, Kit Wilson just got launched by Big Sharp Boy. Oh, and Elton Prince. He's going for a spin. Oh, man. The Big Strong Boy I mean, that is impressive. Just the tight airplane spin by the big strong boy. And, I mean, this is going to take a while, folks. This is going to take a while. Woo! I don't know if you've ever gone around like that. But you get up and you are literally just dizzy. So we got Pretty Deadly versus the New Catch Republic. A qualifying match. And they're going to be finishing up their Southern Swing. Next week is WWE. And, up and over goes Kit Wilson. Elton Prince, oh, nice, beautiful diving German suplex into an armbar. And, I mean, Pete Dunne has it locked in. Tags in Tyler Bate. In terms of rankings, very evenly matched. Very evenly matched. In terms of 2K24, 1, 2. Oh, and Kit Wilson. Kit Wilson keeps him in the match. Up and over goes Pete Dunne. But nice jumping European uppercut by, by Tyler Bate. Bate was going to go for that springboard clothesline. Just got clocked. And Pretty Deadly. Oh, Bulldog. That's got to be it. That's got to be it. That's got to be it. One. Two. Tyler Bate. Tyler Bate. Staying alive. Oh. Going for basically a heart attack. And here is. Oh, the double bitter end. One, two, three. The Birmingham hammer. Not the burning hammer. The Birmingham hammer. Okay, well, so I guess they've got some sort of a bracket thing going on. So, I guess they got a bracket thing going on. All right.
So, Bailey, going up against her former friend, Dakota Kai. And, woo! You don't want to tick Bailey off. But yeah, I was under the impression that whoever won these matches were going to go on to WrestleMania in the six-pack challenge, but apparently there's a mini bracket, mini tournament going on. Of course, tomorrow is Selection Sunday. Bailey, she is ball of fire. She is aiming to destroy Damage Control. And rolls over and Bailey is taking out her frustrations on Dakota Kai. Asuka trying to run interference. One, two, and Dakota Kai almost derailed Bailey's momentum going into her match with Io Sky. Oh, and Asuka this time with the shot. One, two, and oh, Dakota almost picked up the win. And Dakota, hard way back in. And, boy, Dakota. She was looked like she was going for a superplex. Here's Bailey. A little off balance, but there's the elbow. One, two. Oh, just barely. Ooh, bicycle kick to Bailey. Rest of Damage Control looking on their former leader. And now, absolutely looking like a pack of wolves. Oh, and Bailey running powerbomb, just going teeing off on Dakota. Throws her out. Ooh, yo. And Asuka, oh, this has got to be disqualification. And there's the disqualification. Damage Control and you've got Naomi coming in to try to even up the numbers, but still is a numbers game. As Bayley is just getting thrown to the wolves. Oh! The over the moon moonsault. All right. Well, that is SmackDown. So, we will be back later on today with the news edition of the Russell Wortham Show. And, again, I am efforting to try to upload the interview that I have with Queen's Takeover. So, I will see you guys later.